From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Dedicated shoppers are already out bargain hunting, and retailers are hoping they're in the mood to spend on Black Friday, when many retailers hope for sales that will put them in the black. From Chicago Public Radio, Adrienne Hill reports.
Economist Diane Swonk expects hordes of shoppers will be out today, swarming to discount stores offering big sales.
That said, these are going to be shoppers that are out for the best deals, not out for volume.
She expects overall retail sales will be about flat with last year.
Black Friday, maybe a gray Friday, if we're lucky, not exactly black and in the black.
Swonk says shoppers might be surprised by the lack of inventory on store shelves, as retailers have been cautious about ordering for the holidays. For NPR News, I'm Adrienne Hill in Chicago.
It was a Motley Crue home sweet home wake-up call for the Space Shuttle Atlantis crew today. The shuttle is due to land at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida in less than 3 hours. The weather is looking good so far. The crew spent a week at the International Space Station delivering some spare parts and doing some repairs and installations. Astronaut Nicole Stott is returning to Earth today after some 3 months at the space station. And astronaut Randolph Bresnik will meet his newborn daughter for the first time when he gets back. Oil prices have dropped and stocks have fallen sharply in Asian and European markets today as investors worldwide worry about the fallout from financial problems in the Emirate of Dubai. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
A few years ago, Dubai was awash in billions of dollars from its oil reserves and real estate investments. Now, the Emirate is swimming in debt. It's asked for a six-month reprieve on paying its debt, and that's got investors racing for the sidelines instead of taking risks. The Emirate's main development conglomerate, Dubai World, says it will ask creditors for a standstill on paying back some $60 billion in debt until at least May. Oil prices have hovered in the high $70 range for more than a month, as investors weigh the fragile U.S. recovery against surging Asian demand. U.S. stock futures fell 3%, indicating it's going to be a rough day on Wall Street. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Germany's top military commander has been fired. The government says he suppressed information about civilian casualties in a recent NATO airstrike in Afghanistan. The incident shocked the public and the government. As many as 142 people died in an air raid called by a German officer after the Taliban hijacked two oil tanker trucks. An unknown number of civilians died, and video shows civilians near the trucks. Opposition politicians are now calling for the defense minister at the time, who is now the German labor minister, to resign. This is NPR News. Funerals are underway in the Philippines for victims of Monday's massacre in a southern province. Dwali Zaikautau has more.
At funeral parlors in Maguindanao Province, the location of the unprecedented attack, families are burying the dead and demanding the government find the killers. The Philippine chief prosecutor said his office is filing multiple murder charges against the son of a powerful clan in the southern region. And Dal Ampatuan Jr., a town mayor, is believed to be the mastermind behind the gruesome murders. Dozens of people are also in custody, but officials have not yet charged any of them. Armed bandits used machetes and M16 rifles to kill women, lawyers, and journalists. Police say at least 10 of those killed were motorists passing the highway where the abductions took place. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
Leaders from Commonwealth countries of mainly former British colonies are meeting in Trinidad and Tobago today. They are trying to put small island states at the top of the world's attention during the upcoming International Conference on Climate Change. The Prime Minister, Patrick Manning, says the group hopes to send a firm message to the conference. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon are attending. Some small island nations in the Pacific and Indian Oceans fear they could disappear if sea levels rise significantly. Prime ministers of Russia and France are meeting in France today to discuss climate change issues ahead of next month's conference. Vladimir Putin and François Fillon are also talking about increased business and financial cooperation. Officials say they're seeking closer ties in a number of areas. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.